America and Asia are in the grip of an epidemic.
Sheriff Sparkle's coming in!
Methamphetamine, one of the world's most powerful stimulants, can be made at home, like modern-day moonshine, from chemicals found in any pharmacy or hardware store.
The way the meth is right now, it's like nothing I've ever seen in my career.
It's toxic, and it destroys lives. Addiction quickly takes hold, organized crime steps in, and law enforcement is left to face the rising crime wave.
You're there, it'd be a good time to identify yourself.
Producers, traffickers, dealers, users, doctors, police. They're all part of the $300 billion a year global industry that is Drugs Incorporated. Methamphetamine addiction plagues America and much of the world. It can be injected, smoked, or snorted, and one hit gets a user high for as long as 8 hours. More addictive than cocaine or alcohol, meth traps users into a devastating cycle. All over the U.S., thousands of petty dealers sell methamphetamine under the street names Crank, Crystal, Glass, or Ice. A man going by the alias Juan Lopez began his drug career selling crack cocaine for an Hispanic street gang known as the Mexican Mafia.
Well, the drugs have changed a lot. You know, in the last 10 years, meth has taken over.
L.A., the mid-90s. A new product appears on the streets. Crystalline methamphetamine. It's cheaper than crack cocaine and more potent. It becomes an instant hit with drug users.
All the crack users went to smoking meth. All the people that snorted coke went to snort meth.